As Venezuela's economy collapses, President Nicolás Maduro has made no secret of his effort to weaken, if not outlaw, his political opposition. Political analysts say that's largely why he chose Tarek El-Assami as his new vice president. There was no real explanation for the change. El-Assami is a former security minister and state governor, but more important, he's considered a fierce attack dog for Venezuela's ruling socialists.
He is somebody that Maduro said is going to be in charge of attacking the opposition, to eliminate any opposition to the government.
Fort Lauderdale businessman Pedro Vasquez is U.S. spokesman for the Venezuelan opposition party Voluntad Popular. He points out that under El-Assami's watch, Venezuela's homicide rate became the highest in South America.
He has been linked to violence from the beginning. If something happens to Maduro, then we're going to have somebody like El-Assami being the president of the country.
El-Assami is also reportedly under U.S. investigation for drug trafficking, a charge he denies. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.